Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 13th of March. This week, following Mother's Day in the UK, we are considering the character of the woman of valour described in Proverbs 31. Her values are ones we should all cultivate in our lives, with God's help. So we turn again to Proverbs chapter 31 and verses 10 to 31. A wife of noble character. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant's ship bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fibre. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspreads, she dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. When we think of God, various characteristics come to mind. Some may see him as sovereign, all-knowing, or omnipresent. However, the Bible reveals that God's most important characteristic is his mercy. Far from being angry or judgmental, God is overflowing with love and compassion for us. His mercy is displayed through unexpected acts of kindness. Mercy is love in action. It goes beyond mere words and extends a helping hand to those in need. Just as God shows us mercy, he calls us to do the same for others. In a world where kindness is often unexpected, our acts of mercy can leave a lasting impact on those around us. As followers of Christ, we are called to reflect God's mercy by going the extra mile in showing unexpected kindness. This includes our family, our friends, our neighbours, our co-workers, and anyone else in need. By extending a helping hand, offering a word of encouragement, or simply listening, we can make a difference in someone's life. Let us take a moment today to thank God for his abundant mercy towards us. Despite our shortcomings, his love and compassion never waver. In response, let us pledge to be vessels of his mercy by actively seeking opportunities to show unexpected kindness. By doing so, we can bring hope, joy, and comfort to those who need it most. By embracing God's mercy and reflecting it through unexpected acts of kindness, we can make a positive impact on the lives of others. Let us be known for our love and compassion, just as our Heavenly Father is known for his mercy towards us. As you mull over these thoughts today, you might want to use this reflection question to help. How can you intentionally show unexpected kindness to someone today. I hope to see you back here tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we consider a Christian family being a learning centre for life.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.